16 minutes after 9 o'clock, and joining me here in the studio is Katy, Texas.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's May, and that means it's kinetic time.
Of course, it's kinetic month here in Humboldt, and it's great to be in Ferndale, birthplace of the original kinetic race.
That is right.
And our official finish line.
Always.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell everybody about all the great kinetic stuff going on around Humboldt this month.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got lots.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll jump right in, starting with Arts Alive in Eureka, of course, this Saturday. We've got the Kinetic Film Festivals going on.
Really?
Yeah, over at the Eureka Theater, there will be a rotating group of different reels from races throughout the years.
Wow.
And then we'll be doing some special showings, some exclusive things over at the new Kinetic Museum in Eureka.
Oh, fantastic.
We're really excited to get people over there, get them to know where it is. It's at 110 3rd Street, door G for glory. It's across this, it's in the alley across from the front of the co-op.
Got it.
It's way more glamorous inside than it sounds like for being in the alleyway. We actually have the pentacycle there, the very first kinetic sculpture made by Glory's founder, Hobart Brown, and signed. The inchworm, another craft from the first race, and some other really great stuff in there. We've been collecting historic sculptures, memorabilia, and artwork from throughout the years, and we're really excited to be building up the collection there.
I can't believe how long the race has been going on now.
I know. This is the 47th annual kinetic race in Humboldt.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Way older than me.
Not me, but we'll leave it at that.
Let's see. So, yeah, we have a projector in there in the museum, and we'll be showing lots of great old documentaries and news footage from race from the 80s and 90s and the 2000s. And we might even have some special extra super old stuff. We can get the digitizing process finished in time.
That's great.
Yeah, and then after that, that's going to be a super glorious way to kick off the whole kinetic month. And then the very next weekend on Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 10th, we'll be having our Kids Kinetic Classic.
That's a lot of fun. If folks haven't been to that, it's really a really fun thing to get the kids involved in kinetics.
Yeah, we have a whole kid-powered art race out there. We go to the Sacco Amphitheater on the Eureka waterfront and set up an obstacle course, including tiny versions of the obstacles that are in the big kid race. We have a little Lolita Hill, and we have the Soggy Bottom Sand Dig. And instead of a water hazard where we have to make children float, which could be iffy, we just have clowns squirt them with water guns.
I like that.
Yeah, it's...
That's the way to do it. And for folks who aren't aware where the Sacco Amphitheater is, you're going, oh, there's an amphitheater on the bay? I didn't know that. Well, kind of. I mean,
it's a beautiful spot.
It's really what it's called. You've probably seen it before. You didn't know it was called the Sacco Amphitheater. It's right by the Adorney Center.
Mm-hmm. In between the Adorney Center and Halverson Park,
right,
is the finish line for day one of the Grand Championship, if you've ever been to the Halverson Park party.
It is really a little amphitheater. It's like raised seating. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a great little spot there, a little field, enough for the kids to run their sculptures around. We got different age categories there that are appropriate for everyone from babies minus 9 months to plus 12 and a half years. So they
nine,
can actually
minus 9 months.
Yeah, you can actually start kinetic racing in Humboldt in utero.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the original water crossing.
Exactly. Crossing in the water. So as long as mom's willing to wear a costume, the fetuses can compete as well. We'll have some rutabaga royalty judging that competition. And like I said, there's different age categories. So you can check that out on the website, kineticclassic.org.
I can't wait for there to be someone who is the first person who started kinetics, win grand champion. And I started in utero.
Well, the rules on the Grand Championship haven't been so strict. So there are actually people who've been racing since they were in their mom's belly.
That's true.
I'm sure of it.
Wow.
I know I've heard of babies on crafts before. That was before Dead Man's Drop, though.
Yeah.
That's a little dangerous for the little ones.
You don't want to be doing that when you're pregnant, I don't think.
No. I was thinking about little kids doing it. No, pregnant people, that would be
even worse. Oh, my God.
And, of course, everybody knows what Dead Man's Drop is, right?
Yeah. At Dead Man's Drop, in case you're unaware, it's at the Manila Dunes, and it is really a drop. It's a big drop that has it's hard to believe it's actually still there. I guess it's been sort of maintained over the years.
Yeah. I think sometimes people go out there and sculpt it with 4x4s for us, if it gets too high of a pitch.
It's a very steep sand dune that all the sculptures have to go over, and sometimes they go over.
Yeah. Yeah. They, we have a pretty famous flip from Flatmo.
Oh, yeah. That was quite good. I remember that one well.
Oh, my gosh. And the angle from downhill, the machine comes over and hits him right in the head, which kind of explains a lot.
Kind of does. Yes, indeed. And, of course, there is all kinds of kinetic royalty that is taking place. And speaking of that, we have got the Rutabaga Ball coming soon.
Oh, yeah. The very next weekend after the Classic is going to be the Rutabaga Ball, where we choose the next monarch to reign gloriously over the kinetic universe. And that'll be Saturday, May 16th at Redwood Rocks in the Creamery District in Arcata.
Nice.
We're excited.
We've never done it there before.
We haven't. And I'm very excited to be working with Shoshana. It's a beautiful space. The queen candidates are all very excited. The queens are very happy about it. They have that beautiful courtyard in the middle. And, of course, we're near the Kinetic Lab, so we might actually get some of the, you know, some teams out.
Nice.
Yeah. Believe it or not, it's difficult to get kinetic racers to do just about anything.
It's so close to the race.
A week before the race. They're all madly paper macheing and sewing things.
Absolutely.
But we've got some candidates already lined up. The Rutabaga Queens and Kinetic Universe and the Grand Championship, of course, have pages on all kinds of social media outlets that don't need me to advertise for them. But if you participate in those sort of things, you can find us there, including pictures of the candidates and their applications and descriptions. And we also use that to update racers and the public on different places where they can go to watch the machines during the race and, of course, all of our kinetic events throughout May.
Now, we unfortunately lost a Rutabaga Queen this year.
Glorious Pig Tunia Swinehart.
That is right. Lost in a tragic automobile accident. But there's going to be a tribute to her.
Of course, yeah. We'll be practically the whole ball is dedicated to Pig Tunia. She was an amazing queen, an amazing person, member of our community, and she'll be dearly, dearly missed.
Absolutely. And she was actually Rutabaga Queen 2 years in a row, wasn't she?
She's the only person who has ever managed to win two crowns. Yeah, mm-hmm. 84 and 85, I believe. She ran 2 years in a row and won two crowns, and no one else has ever pulled that off.
She was all about the spay and neuter thing.
Yeah, she raised a lot of money for spay and neuter Humboldt, and part of what we'll be doing at the ball is raising money for spay and neuter Humboldt, as well as... Pig Tunia's family has donated a significant amount of memorabilia from old races so that we can auction it off in order to raise money for the Kinetic Museum.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they really like the idea of preserving the kinetic history in Eureka and keeping it safe and keeping it where people can see it. And they donated some great stuff that we'll auction off for that.
That's absolutely wonderful. And as always, Amy and I will be emceeing the ball and... It's always a lot of fun. If you've never been to it, you're really missing out. It is a crazy fun time.
It's gotten really insane over
it has.
The years.
It really has.
It's just gotten bigger and bigger. It's like...
And it started off as kind of a small little thing. It's become huge.
Yeah, you know, you picture a beauty pageant. There's a contestant on stage and an MC, and they talk. And that's, you know, and there was three rounds of that and four or five people competing. And now it's like... Big musical numbers and magic shows and acrobatics.
It's amazing.
I am surprised and delighted how much talent there is floating around Humboldt.
Yep.
And how many people are willing to compete for a crown and the title of queen.
So explain how what it costs to get in and how you can get a discount.
Ah, well, we will. I'll be back to talk to you with the current queen right before the ball, but I can tell you a little bit about it now. The tickets are $10 and $7 if you bring your own cup, your reusable cup. We are, as always, trying to maintain sustainable practices and, avoid landfill trash.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
Always a good idea.
Plus, we find if people bring their own cups, then they drink, which is one of the main ways that we raise money to run the Kinetic Grand Championship.
There you
go. The Rutabaga Ball is actually a fundraiser on that big, crazy 3-day Memorial Day weekend party, which is Humboldt's largest free-to-watch event.
It is. You know, I tell people, they go, what is this thing? I go, this is the biggest event in Humboldt County. They go, no way. I go, this is
huge.
By far
yeah.
the biggest thing in Humboldt County.
And being, on the organizing side of it, if you look at it, it's actually 8 events in 5 different municipalities in 3 days. And we serve 500 to 8,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. It's like any one of those events would be you know, a big darn deal. But then we'll just pull it all off in 3 days. Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? We can do that.
And it all hinges on the racers, the kinetic racers. If they weren't out there wanting to do this crazy thing for one reason and one reason only.
The glory.
Of course.
That's right.
Then there'd be nothing to watch. There'd be nothing for us to do. So we're all very, very grateful. Of course, queens love racers.
And this year, like last, I will be racing, which is pretty exciting.
Yes, yes. Congratulations.
I know. This is my third time. My first time racing was with Hobart Brown on the Quagmire Queen, which is, wow.
Generous use of the word racing.
Mostly pushing.
Yeah. Slogging.
Mostly pushing a several thousand pound machine. That was, wow, that was something else.
Hobart, brass artist.
And last time I was, you know, on the big pirate ship. The
My old machine.
Yes, your old machine, that's right. Yeah. It was the Gloriopolis.
Uh-huh, we were the heroes of Gloriopolis. And in 2010, and the infamous classical nudes.
Classical nudes. That was such a fun one. I offended a lot of people.
Cheering in the peanut gallery for that one.
Yeah, that was good. It was like, they're nude suits, people. They're not really nude.
People are like, well, I know you can be topless on the plaza, but can you be naked? And what do you do when you have to leave?
Yes, but I was on Alaska's Mutineers, and that's a 10-pilot machine. So it's like I went from a 110 pilot machine to another 10-pilot machine.
Right. Only Carl Mueller's engineering probably weighs a quarter.
Weighs a quarter. It works a lot better. Yeah. It's still, of course, it actually finished the race. It actually, but yeah, we couldn't ace, although we did try. The machine's never done it. It's trying it again this year.
You know, it takes a while to work those things out. I don't know if a lot of people know that the machines, the mechanical part of the kinetic sculptures, are often reused over.
Oh, sure.
And people refine those and, you know, perfect them through the years and then add different art every year.
Yeah, it's kind of a balancing act between the time it takes to refine it and the time it takes for it to disintegrate from being in the ocean.
That's why we all love chromoly so much.
So this year I'm still part of Team Hoosier Daddy, but now we're Sirens and Mariners, S&M.
Oh, lovely.
Nice. And I'm with the Mariners, and there's
four
of us.
Because the pilots are all ladies, correct?
The pilots are all ladies with the Sirens, and the Mariners are all guys. And here's an interesting thing. All the Mariners are all left-handed, which it just kind of happens to be that way. I don't know if we've ever had an all
that's
left-handed.
Statistically form. Very weird.
I know, it's kind of bizarre. And we're all in the, I guess, the senior category.
Oh, all the Mariners.
Well, we're all over 40.
Uh-huh. Mature.
Mature.
Mature lefties.
I am the most senior of all of them.
Well-seasoned southpaws.
That's right. Well-seasoned southpaws. That was us. So,
there, you got your t-shirt now.
I like it. We have to put that on the t-shirt. So I'll have to, we're having a kinetic meeting tonight. I think I'll have to throw that in there. Well-seasoned southpaws.
Well, I'm envious. The Mutineers sounds like a really great team, and I always love racing on Hoosier Daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a slog, but there's something special about, like, pedaling all together with that many people.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing you're all, like, pushing, all facing different directions, but all pushing in the same direction.
Right, right. I'll be looking forward to being on a recumbent machine this year, which would be nice. Because someone termed the, just a standard
you
bicycle
can't
seat.
You can on the radio.
You can.
Are you, okay, go ahead.
The ass hatchet. Yes.
I was going to say it.
The ass hatchet. I was like, oh my God, it's so appropriate. Mine has never recovered.
Like racing on a hatchet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, wow.
See, I'm the opposite. Okay, TMI, but I have a broken tailbone, so I can't sit on a recumbent seat. I just stand up the whole time.
Looking forward to being on a well-padded recumbent seat this year. But we'll see.
Have fun with that, and chasing the ladies.
We still have no drive system yet, but eventually we will, because it's we still have weeks.
You know you can't put your feet on the street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do the Flintstone style.
That's one of the rules.
Yeah. We'll get that down.
Sure.
We'll get that. It floated. First time it didn't, but
I remember getting, when we water tested Hoosier Daddy the first time on the first day of the race, that was always, you know, our second day.
Yeah.
That's always interesting.
That's always interesting.
Something else that's surprising, how many teams put their machine in the water for the very first time in front of the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
That's why some of them fail so spectacularly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Luckily, we tested ours, so we fixed the problems, and now it actually floats. So.
It's a stable, like a battleship, that thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah. So we're excited to be, you know, training up the next generation of kinetic kooks.
Yep.
The original racers are getting older and older. And, of course, we are, our glorious founder passed away in 2008. And we want to honor his memory and honor his efforts by, like, I'm going back to the kinetic classic.
Yes.
Yeah. Bringing up the kids.
Yep. How do people get in on that?
I will just go to the website and check out the complete rules. They are just as complicated and comprehensive as the rules for the Grand Championship. Kids need to have a good luck item, some element of oral hygiene, a flashlight, different things like that.
Nice.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And so you can get the registration form and the rules on kineticclassic.org, or you can just show up on the day. Might be handy to have the paperwork all done ahead of time. You definitely have to have your costumes and art and team song and, you know, kinetic attitude ready before you get there.
Having been there last year, I'm amazed always at some of the contraptions that get put together for these kids. They're really something else.
I was really surprised at how many people are building. Yeah. The different age categories accommodate. Like the younger kids don't have to build. They just have to decorate their bikes and trikes and skates and stuff. But there were some people in the younger category that just built their own small kinetic craft with pedals and everything. And that was
pretty amazing.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to put art on our regular ride. This is what we ride to school.
I remember last year there was folks who came from way out of town to participate in that.
Oh, my gosh. Those guys, the first year we had the Kinetic Classic, not the first year, but the first year we did it in Eureka, those kids had the choice of going to the big race and seeing the big kids race or going to the Kinetic Classic and racing themselves. And they chose to go to the Classic.
Wow.
And the two brothers learned to weld and they built their own craft and the whole family works on the art together. And the younger sister was competing in the younger category, but they all have a theme together. They're like the whole family. And I'm all about pageantry. So I just love it when everybody's costumes match. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. You can participate. You can also just come out and watch because it's really a lot of fun on Mother's Day.
And before that, we're eager to see everybody out at the Kinetic Museum in the alley across from the front of the co-op. 110 3rd Street, door G for glory. You'll definitely won't be able to miss it. There will be all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We got some trikes outside and some tall bikes, and we ride around on them. There's no telling what will be happening, but there will definitely be a film showing at the Kinetic Museum during Arts Alive. So while you're out and around checking out all the awesome stuff for Arts Alive, stop by the museum. And you can put a dollar in the rocket there and help make sure we get to keep the doors open and keep all those kinetic treasures safe and dry.
Fantastic. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
You bet. We'll be talking again.
Yeah, I'll be back.
With Queens in tow.
I'll bring some royalty.
There you go. All righty, you've got it on KHUM. And this little chat you'll find up at KHUM.com shortly.